From Vermont Public Radio, this is The Frequency. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. It's Wednesday, June 3rd. Today on the podcast, voices of Vermonters waiting in line for food assistance.
Everything's getting more expensive, and if you're on a fixed income, they don't go nowhere.
First, today's headlines.
The Vermont Department of Health reported 3 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the total number of cases to 988. No one is currently hospitalized with the disease. 879 people have recovered from COVID-19, and 55 people have died.
And the chief of police in Vermont's largest city has ordered changes to the department's use of force policy. The death of George Floyd, a Black resident of Minneapolis, Minnesota, has led to protests against police brutality across the country, including in Burlington over the weekend. Video of the incident showed a white officer kneeling on Floyd's neck for several minutes. The officer has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. 3 other officers stood by during the incident but did not intervene. Interim Burlington Police Chief Jennifer Morrison said yesterday that in light of the situation, she issued 2 orders.
Order number 1 is that all personnel are required to intervene anytime they witness misconduct, excessive use of force, or any other violation of a department rule or policy.
Morrison's second order directs officers to prioritize de-escalation in use of force incidents.
This morning, the city of Montpelier will announce a new police chief. Chief Tony Fakus is retiring after 35 years. According to the Times Argus newspaper, Fakus announced his retirement back in January due to the stress and demands of the job. The new police leader will be introduced in an online press conference today. On Friday, Fakus released a statement condemning recent racist incidents and police killings of people of color across the country. He wrote, quote, "Let us take this time to stand united, listen to each other, be accountable to each other, and strive to do better."
And as nationwide protests continue, Vermont Edition today will focus on race, racism, and anti-racism in Vermont. The show will also address how Vermonters can support change amid a national crisis. That discussion will be live on the radio at 1 p.m. right after the governor's press conference. You can join the conversation or email your thoughts ahead of time to vermontedition@vpr.org.
The pandemic has exacerbated food insecurity in Vermont. Thousands of people have gotten in their cars to go to drive-up food giveaways all over the state in recent weeks, from Berlin to Rutland to Burlington. They wait for hours as the Vermont Food Bank and others hand out free food and supplies. VPR's Erica Heilman visited a recent event in Hyde Park to talk with people waiting in their cars. Here's Casey from Coventry.
I've been unemployed, well, laid off since the second week of March. My husband's been laid off about the same time. He's a self-employed contractor. And he did qualify, but he's still waiting to get unemployment. So, and luckily, my boss was able to keep paying me through something, I don't know. So I didn't have to apply for unemployment, thank God. So I have received about 30-ish hours of my pay a week.
Right.
But, you know, we have 3 teenagers. So,
what are you most nervous about right now? What are you worried about?
Paying my rent. Because he hasn't received anything. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll catch up with you. You go ahead. So, tell me, you were talking about rent.
Yeah, we are, but, I mean, he's a farmer, you know, so he's hurting also right now. And, you know, so he came down kind of grouchy the other day. You know, because he's not getting what he was for his milk and stuff, so he's stressed out. So, you know, he needs his rent, which I understand.
Yeah. Are you worried?
Yeah. Like, I also heard, like, when I do go back to work, I work in a daycare. She decided not to open until July 6th. But even when we do go back, I heard it's going to be, or we were on 10-hour days. I heard the daycare is going to cut down to like 8:15 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. That isn't going to give us 40 hours a week. You know, and even then, we're going to be cut down on numbers of kids and number of employees. So I don't even know if she'll bring me back because I'm like a floater type person. I usually float through the rooms and help when I'm needed and cover lunch breaks and stuff. Can she even bring me back? And what does it look like for my husband that usually will go work on people's houses? Like, they don't want people like that in their house right now because what if he's carrying it, you know? So, yeah.
This is Roger and Gordon from Hyde Park.
Is this the first time you've been to one of these pickup sites?
First time ever.
And why are you here?
Retired. Get food.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you right now about food?
Well, I'm on a fixed income, so...
This refrigerator's empty.
I can use all the help that I get.
I brought Gramp with me.
Yeah.
People that retired 5-6 years ago were a lot lower as far as what they make now. They don't catch up with the people that are up there now. They never will.
Everything's getting more expensive, and if you're on a fixed income, they don't go nowhere. If they raise it at all, they raise your insurance, so you ain't got nothing. It feels like, you know, I was self-sufficient most of my life and stuff, and now I just need help getting through, you know, month to month.
This is Liza from Johnson.
It's kind of challenging having a child in the car with me trying to do her schoolwork.
What brings you here? What's your situation?
Well, I'm a small business, as you see on my van. I'm Mrs. Rathburn's Cleaning and More. I do mainly Airbnb rentals, but I do have some homes that I do clean in the Vermont area, which is Stowe, Mooresville, Waterbury. And I am not allowed to clean occupied houses right now. And that's my main income. We don't get state help. We don't get food stamps. My husband's working. He's a property and grounds manager at a resort in Stowe. Luckily, he's been working throughout the whole time. Otherwise, we wouldn't be surviving. The stimulus check came, but it wasn't enough to make the car payments and everything else, get the kids what they need. And so we have to come and get a little help.
This is Cynthia from Coventry.
Why are you here?
Because I can't afford to pay for food unless I go into debt. And it seems dumb to go into debt for food if you don't have to.
What happened? What happened with you? What circumstance changed?
I actually had just started the census and we were suspended. And so I ended up losing my apartment. People are falling out of the woodwork to help, so I'm gonna be fine, but I'm here. I've been sitting here for 2 hours, and it's okay because there are people helping. Yeah.
There's something ironic about the fact that you were working for the census.
And I've gone back to it, but that doesn't mean I can make up for the time that was lost. So, and also by doing the census, you find out a lot about what's going on in the back roads.
Yeah. What are you learning?
That right next to the sketchiest camps are McMansions, and it's bizarre, and the tension is huge.
Pardon me, ma'am.
This is Darren Farnsworth, the non-commissioned officer in charge that day.
We still got FEMA meals left, we still got chicken left, we still got milk left, but we're running low. We're running out of cheese, we're running out of produce. It's been very well. We've already pumped through about 500 cars.
Are you exhausted?
No.
Yeah. The need is...
It's obvious.
And, you know, like our first day in Swanton was just MREs. We showed up with 5 trucks, 5 trailers. We started at 6:45. We ran out at 11:30. It was 5 hours before we got our next shipment. And we stayed there until 11:30 at night. So these kids in the yard, they're working 15, 16 hours a day right now. It was a little overwhelming at first. We never had anything like this. We haven't had anything like this since the Depression.
You got that for produce, you got 2 pound of that.
What's taxing about this mentally?
Mentally is the need and some of the stories. A couple in Swan hadn't been out of their home in 2 months. And the last thing they ate was rice and beans. And it was 2 days before we got to them. They're not poor. They just didn't dare go out to go shopping. it gets you right in the chest.
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.
And now a look at the Eye on the Sky forecast for today. Periods of clouds with a chance of showers. Highs in the low to mid 70s, except in the 60s for the Northeast Kingdom.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency. We had reporting today from Erica Heilman, Amy Kolb-Noyes, and Liam Elder Connors. You can email us at thefrequency@vpr.org.
Our music is by Blue Dot Sessions, and our executive producer is Mark Davis. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Epp. Talk to you tomorrow.